The plane was landing, and this jolt yanked Alex Harper back to a level of consciousness that he could only describe as semi-aware. The fading rumble of the engines reminded him of the mental tumult that was his constant companion, the chaos that had prevented him from sleeping. He was here at last, in Osaka, a city as alien and mysterious as the modernist abstraction he used to excel at. Standing at the precipice of an unknown future, he felt the enormous weight of the past settling on him, heavier than any luggage. Alex Harper was once the reigning king of the New York art scene. His works, which featured modern abstraction mixed with realism and used classical techniques, had been lauded by critics and audiences. But the adoration ended with the scandal, the horrendous realization that the work he had created with so much precision was a forgery. Forgery was the charge, stemming from a painting that could easily have been misconstrued as an original. Though Alex never knew the truth until it was too late, the deception was masterful, and the bitter truth was this: the man who had been his teacher, all that he had learned, was a lie. He had been a mere tool for betrayal, a wound he could never forgive nor forget. His mentor's death, a tragic accident or perhaps something more sinister, had been the final crushing blow. The man's guilt had become Alex's burden, a stain on his soul no gesso could cover. The art world turned on him, his reputation reduced to whispers and sneers. Seeking refuge from the relentless scrutiny and his own guilt, Alex had slipped into the shadows, abandoning the vibrant canvases that had once been his life's purpose. A man in his mid-50s, Alex was wounded, both physically and spiritually. With a tall, athletic build, his physical frame was tired, reflecting the long nights and short rations of a chronic thinker. Bald now, with a graying beard, he had the appearance of a tenured college professor. But it was his eyes that told the full story. Those once vibrant eyes, filled with the passion of an eager artist, were now wrinkled and filled with doubt. Years of staring at tiny details and now using a computer screen for his graphic design work had led to the need for glasses. It seemed a fitting accessory to complete the ruined artist's look.